Welcome back. Today is Father's Day. I'm going to make this quick because everybody's texting. And if you're getting a text and it's a chain message, the person really didn't mean to tell you Happy Father's Day. Let's put that out there. So if you're telling somebody Happy Father's Day, make it a personal text and stay away from the chain link text. Because it's like, okay, you're so damn lazy. You want to hit 10 fathers at one time. 9 times out of 10, you didn't get them a gift. So why not reach out to them personally? And I want to wish a happy Father's Day to all the fathers, stepfathers, mothers that are playing a role because daddy left. And it's 2021. So, you got to say Happy Father's Day to the studs too. Because it's a lot of it going on. Which is confusing the hell out of these kids. Although, if it's a female. Well, first of all, if you don't know, a stud is a female that looks like a woman. If a stud is with the woman, and if the child is being loved, it's nothing wrong with it. I repeat, it's no hate. And this is Pride Month. So if a stud is playing that role, it's nothing wrong with it. Because no child should be abused or hurt. All children should be loved. Now, it's crazy because it's confusing kids, but I get it. It's 2021 and the world's constantly changing. And it is what it is. And since it's Father's Day, this the thing that always when it comes down to hearing of deadbeat fathers or dead, just the word deadbeat alone, we always associate that with the male. But I think personally, and kind of noticed from firsthand, I'm putting y'all into my business. I think that when a woman keeps the man away from his children because of an issue that she has with the man, she's more of a deadbeat than the father that left. Because there's a lot of fathers out here that are doing everything they can to be in that child's life or the children's life. But that deadbeat mom, she knows that she can't hurt him. So her to get back at him, she keeps the children away or make it impossible for him to see the kids. Now, I mean, I know sometimes men can do things or whatever that pisses the woman off, but don't use the children as a weapon. And if you listen to my prior podcast before, you would know that as I've gotten older, I've realized this. When a parent does that, when no matter what went on between you and him, if you do anything to control them children's mind to make them believe that their dad is a bad person, or you do anything to stop the communication between those two, it's just like what you're doing, you're causing pain to your child. Because your child has to grow up angry, anxiety, all types of stuff, needing counseling and everything. But you do it and you don't understand why that child acts out. But at a small age, children are soaking things up. But why should a child grow up to soak up negativity about a man that's hurt? His or her father, instead of letting them grow up, letting them grow into who they are. Now, if they grow up and they can, once they able to see that daddy ain't hitting on nothing, that's understandable. But you women cannot be constantly beating them over the head with your daddy this, your daddy that. Because that child didn't choose his daddy. Mama chose the daddy. But because of mama selfishness, everything rolls downhill and it falls in the lap of the child. Now, think about it. At an early age like that, you're forcing someone to hate someone. And you two got together and you created this child, this beautiful child. But you spend all the time forcing that child to hate. And that's not good if you're forcing a child to hate. Now, this situation here is not with everybody. But if it's not you, you know of a friend that's going through it or does something like it. So if you have a friend that's doing that, you need to encourage them to stop. You need to encourage them to stop. Now, and when it comes to being a father, daddy, whatever, being a father is a beautiful thing. So, and fellas, I'm not going to let y'all off the hook either. You know, being a father doesn't consist of just paying child support, because a lot of us, we feel like if we pay child support, we're off the hook. Child support is only a small portion of what it is to be a father, because I can tell you like this, and I've said it many times before, time with your children or your child is more than any dollar amount could ever be. It means more. They're not going to remember what you paid. And let me put this out there too. If your dad didn't do what he was supposed to do, don't let that stop you from becoming a great dad. What you learned from him being absent was not to be like him. I grew up fatherless, and I think that, you know, I turned out okay as a father. I was a young father, but I learned on the go. For years, some people said it was angry. I was never angry. I wondered why. And I just thought it was normal being with a single parent. And I never put the full blame on him either, because I wasn't there. That's the wrong thing for us to do. If we're growing up with our mom and listening to her, don't put the full blame, your daddy is your daddy, because you wasn't there. You never know. You don't know who your mom was at that time when they got together and had this child, because things could have went left. She could be only giving you half of the story. So don't put all the blame on him. Just don't do it, because that's wrong. But I see a lot of people doing it. Now, growing up, I can say my mom was great. Like I said, I felt that it was normal not to have a dad. Because with me not having a dad, it made me see how much of a superwoman my mom was. Because if I wanted it, no matter what she had to do, my mom went and got it for me. Therefore, she was superwoman to me. And right now to the day, she's still superwoman to me. Almost 70 years old. But if it's something that I talk about that hurt me or I need or whatever, she's going to try to figure out to come through for me. So, I mean, hey. And I'm not saying, like, single parenthood, I mean, it's I mean, you need a dad in the house. Don't get me wrong. But I'm taking my hat off to some of you moms because, you know, you are really superwomen. And I found this out. Being a father, some dads or fathers make the wrong choices in life. But we have to understand this. If you look through your family tree, some of us need to look through our family tree. And the man that we want to be a father, you check who his father was. A lot of times, they didn't. Your daddy didn't have a daddy. His daddy didn't have a daddy. So what he did what he thought was right. Now, it might have been wrong, but he was never taught to be a dad, never taught to be a man. So he did what he thought was right. And I'm saying this to say that if you had a rough childhood, no father, no grandfather, whatever, it's time to break the cycle. It's never too late. We could always turn it around, but you cannot continue to use excuses of why you're not a great father. You know, I feel like with me, I look back through my family tree and it was me and there, but they wasn't great fathers. I think with me, I think the ball stopped here. I'm going to break that cycle. Now, my son, he's having a rough time being daddy, but it's like, I'm not going to give up because I got his back. A lot of stuff that I do as a dad, he should be doing, but I'm going to be there for my grandchild. Because this, like I said, the cycle stops here. And being absent as a dad, you know, and I find this true. When you meet a female and she doesn't have a father, she have a lot of daddy issues. Those, I've learned that if I could go back into time when I date a female, I would want to know what's the relationship with her and her dad. Because 9 times out of 10, if the relationship with her and her dad isn't right, you're going to have trouble on your hand. Because your father, as a man, as a female, your father's supposed to be the first man to love you. But if you... Like I say, if you have issues and your daddy don't love you as a girl, he runs off. It's not your fault. But a lot of y'all have a lot of issues going on. And they say it's a myth, but I find that to be true. I find that to be true. Because she's looking for a mate and she's looking for somebody to love her like her daddy was supposed to. You know? And that's why a lot of them stay in those controlling relationships, maybe getting abused. He loves me, but he beats my ass. So that is kind of like, you know, that right there comes into play when daddy should have been there teaching you how a man should supposed to treat you. That's why I say girls growing up with problems with their dad, they have issues. So sometimes, fellas, you know, check out what's going on. If she have daddy issues and vice versa. If, you know, if we have little boys, he have trouble with his mama, he's going to have issues with women. So, you know, that's tough. But, you know, it's, like I say, it's sad, but it's never too late to get it together. And little boys that grow up with just their moms and no male figure around, they tend to be a little emotional, a little more emotional than should be. But, you know, when little boys are emotional like that, the mama has to do everything. The little boy watches the mama. He don't have a male figure around to watch and to grow up to be like. He watches his mom. like maybe mom has an issue with a bill or something. Mom will get really emotional, you know, because she knows she got to pay the bill and she's struggling already. A lot of stuff like that, little boys tend to take on that role and they get really emotional. Like a little boy, he may get emotional if mom tell him no. He gets real mad, stomping off. That's really emotion. He's showing his emotions. But when a little boy is really emotional like that, and if it's a daddy's in the house, daddy is going to check him. He's going to check him. And he's going to tell him to stop all that whining. Now, I'm about to end this, but I don't want this whole segment to be about bashing. But it's a word that you call a male figure that thinks that he's a man, but refuses to take care of his kids. We call it fuckboy. Now, I know the word sounds harsh. Being a fuckboy, you know, it's some people may refuse to say that word. But it's the same thing. If you're growing a garden, you need a hoe to make sure your garden stay intact. You need a hoe. You know, it's not looked at like what we're thinking. So it's the same thing. And the word fuckboy is spelled P-H-U-C-B-O-Y. So if you know of somebody that's not taking care of their kids, that's what they're considered. They are considered a fuckboy. And if you say that to a man, he gets upset. But don't be walking around saying that. But if he's not taking care of his kids, tell him he's a fuckboy. He's going to get real sensitive because he don't like that word. But that's the new term. And, you know, men that don't take care of the kids, but they can take their money and do everything else with. And being a father, you know what's funny about, well, it's not funny. Being a father, we always, you know, men are always getting pointed at for being a father and running, not doing what they're supposed to do. But it's 2021 and the TV show Mari is still running. Now, I know it's some actors up there or whatever, but some of it's real, some of it's not. But you mean to tell me, and I don't know the exact number, this show probably been running about 30 years. It's still women that's coming up. And you know, the TV show Mari, the famous line is, "You are not the father." So that means some women are lying somewhere. We get it. But I'm going to tell you one thing. This is a situation that would make a woman lie. If a woman is sleeping with two men, she got one man, he's there, he pays bills, he cooks, he helps her with the kids, and he's not the biological father. He helps her with the kids because he loves her. He loves the kids as a package. It's another guy, her ex. She's still sleeping with him. And he got good sex, but he don't have a job. But he'll do anything he can for the kids that he left her with. He's kind of like a bum. He would not help her financially or do anything. But he got bomb sex. Situations like this, I can understand why a female would go on the show and say that he's the dad. Because you want to blame the dad on the man that's being there for you and the kids that's not his. So I can get that. So, ladies, don't end up on Mari. And that's about all I have for now. I talk too long because it's 19 minutes. I don't like to talk more than 15 minutes. I try not to bore you with my message, but hopefully you got something out of this Father's Day message. And once again, happy Father's Day for all the good fathers, the mothers that are playing the father role, and the studs out there of being a father. Thank you. Come back next week and tune in to Gerald's Thoughts and Opinions.